Welcome back. I hope you had a great weekend. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10 here to help you kickstart your week with some of the top stories of the day and having a little bit of fun along the way. We start, though, with some really heavy news out of New Zealand. Record rainfall wreaking havoc on the northeastern part of the island country over the weekend. Auckland, the nation's largest city, declared a state of emergency. Look at these scenes from the airport there, which had to be closed as torrential downpours have caused major flooding with numerous evacuations in the area. Several lives have been lost. On Friday, Auckland was hit with its average amount of rainfall for the entire month of January, all in just 1 hour's time. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says it's been an unprecedented event. More now from CNN International anchor and correspondent Michael Holmes.
Mud on the floor, waterlogged drawers. This is what the floods left behind in Auckland.
This is the main waterway.
This was someone's house full of a lifetime of possessions. Residents say it took just minutes before chest-deep waters washed through it. No time to save anything except themselves.
I felt quite helpless. Never been in that situation before. It happened real fast.
New Zealand's new Prime Minister Chris Hipkins inspected the damage by air and on the ground and says the cleanup will be massive. That's because the amount of rain that fell Friday in Auckland has never reached such recorded levels in such a short amount of time. The city had its worst downpour on record, a burst of about 240 millimetres of rain falling in just a few hours. The heavy rains caused flash floods, closing highways, grounding flights and stranding passengers, plunging neighbourhoods underwater.
The water, I think, is up here. But when we're trying to open that door to swim outside...
The waters have since receded, but there are new fears in Auckland and further south where the storm has moved. The saturated ground giving way to landslides in some areas, leaving houses dangling from cliffs and backyards sliding down hills. Stunned neighbours are trying to determine the scale of the damage, using the drier conditions to try to find anything salvageable from their homes.
I have been in this community my whole life, 45 years. I've never seen it like this.
But the brief cleanup that was started may have to be on hold, as meteorologists say there is more rain in the forecast.
All right. Protests took place in multiple cities in the United States over the weekend after the release of a video of a police encounter that happened in Memphis, Tennessee on January 7th. According to a police report, Tyree Nichols was pulled over for reckless driving. After an initial confrontation, Nichols fled. He was then arrested at a second location. But in the video, officers are seen striking Nichols repeatedly during the encounter in a manner that law enforcement analysts have described as well outside the limits of police training. Tyree Nichols died 3 days after the incident. The actions by these police officers have been widely criticized, and rallies in cities across the nation, including New York, Atlanta, Boston, and LA, have called for the end of such abuses by authorities. All five police officers involved have been fired and charged with crimes, and the police unit of which they were a part has been shut down. Lawyers for at least two of the officers say their clients will plead not guilty to the charges and that no one intended for the 29-year-old Nichols to die. We'll hear from CNN correspondent Paulo Sandoval, who has the latest.
Well, here in the United States, it was another night of demonstrations from coast to coast in the wake of the release of the series of videos showing the beating of Tyree Nichols on Friday night. There was one incident in Times Square where at least three arrests were reported. But outside of that, according to authorities, things have remained relatively peaceful. On Saturday night, another group of protesters coming together here in Manhattan, hoping to stand in solidarity with the Nichols family, hoping that their voice makes it to Memphis and beyond. Here's what one of the organizers of Saturday night's event told our affiliate WCBS about why they're coming together here in New York.
We are out here to fight and call for justice once again and continuously, because the work did not stop in 2020, it didn't stop in 2021, and it did not stop in 2022. We are still here and we are still fighting until justice is done.
New York City's police commissioner did say that they will continue to have officers out in full force, not only making sure that citizens stay safe, but also to make sure that they protect the right for these individuals to peacefully assemble. throughout the city here. They did say also that they are really expressing outrage as well after seeing that video that was released, that series of videos that was released on Friday night. It's really what we're also hearing from other police departments in other parts of the country, strongly condemning what the world saw when those videos were released.
10-second trivia. The inaugural contest of what sports competitions was held in Big Bear Lake, California in 1997? The Goodwill Games, Rugby World Cup, the X Games, or Winter X Games? The Winter X Games is your answer here, and the 27th edition of the event was hosted this past weekend in Aspen, Colorado. 19-year-old freestyle skiing phenom Eileen Gu from San Francisco won two World Cup events this past week, storming back into competition for the first time since the Beijing Winter Games, where she became the first free skier ever to win three medals at a single Olympics. Now, an injury during practice knocked her out of the X Games this weekend, but Eileen told me ahead of the Games how she balances being a student at Stanford University, a pro athlete, and professional model. And she's also telling us how she harnesses the power of her mind to help her shine. I remember in Beijing at the Olympics, you were journaling, you were writing affirmations before halfpipe, convincing yourself you weren't tired. How big of a role does training your mind play in your life?
Huge, huge role. I think that for me, my biggest strength is my brain. I'm shamelessly a nerd. Everywhere I go, the reputation follows me. And you know, I'll take it. I definitely propagated out there. And at the end of the day, I think that so much of skiing is in your own head. It's an individual sport, which means that your biggest rival really is yourself. And overcoming that fear, being able to perform on the day, learning how to deal with pressure. These are all things that are practiced, and they are behaviors that I've spent a long, long time learning about how I naturally cope with them, and then trying to exacerbate my strengths. So in that sense, I do a lot of journaling. I do a lot of thinking, a lot of reflection, a lot of visualization.
You once said your wish is to inspire young girls to break boundaries. What do you mean by that, Eileen?
I mean that growing up, I think so much of what you think is possible for yourself is dependent on what you see out there in the world. It can be on TV, it can be on social media, it can be what you see your friends doing. I guess it's just feeling as though you're not alone, feeling that there's a place for you in the community or in the sport that you want to participate in. For me growing up, there weren't that many girls in the ski industry. There were a couple and I looked up to them a bunch and they really, really inspired me. But I guess what I want to do is, you know, I'm young and I'm trying to do my best and I just want to be the person that a girl at home can see on TV or on their phone and say, hey, you know, if she can do that, then I want to try it too. She looks like she's having fun. When can I try? And really that's all I want to do. I just want to be out there. I want to reflect the population that's interested in it and hopefully inspire someone to take it up.
And for today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, something unbearably cute and funny. A trail cam in Boulder, Colorado captured about 580 photos and around 400 of them were bear selfies. Is it possible that this black bear knew exactly what it was doing? There are all sorts of poses like the coming right at you or the stare off into the distance or how about the pretty side pose? Who, me? There's even a, hey, look at my paw, y'all. This paparazzi was having a ball, clearly. There are roughly between 17 and 20,000 black bears in the state of Colorado, but none of them can strike a pose quite like this one. Hey, y'all. Hey, thank you very much for all the love on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. We surpassed 700,000 subscribers now, so special thanks to you. And salute to South Middle School in Edinburgh, Texas. You get our shout out for the day. Let's go out today and do something to make this world a bit of a better place, even if it's just making someone smile today. I'm your boy, Coy, and I'll be right here with you tomorrow.